morning, Nick. How's things?
Very, very good. Thanks for chatting to Breakfast this morning. Now, you've got a very big lineup of stuff coming in for the science fiction show, but before we get to that, why do you think science fiction is still so popular, so fan-based?
Yeah, I think maybe, you know, in the world that we live in, which is all, you know, cut up and everyone's got their own little favourite things that they're into, you know, which are a reflection of media as well, I suppose, you know. I think people really, you know, be it fantasy or sci-fi, I guess it's an escapism thing, you know, and people really, you know, identify with it. And as I said, because of the sort of, you know, cut up of our culture, I think they align with it and just go for it and see everything within that space. And, you know, I mean, you look at things like Star Trek and Star Wars, you know, people, they're like religions, really, aren't they? And I do think, though, like there is this escapism, you know, which is part of entertainment, you know, people love it. But I also think that, like the best Star Trek episode, you know, there's this undercurrent of social comment there that they see and they get, and that builds that alliance even further.
No, well, Star Trek's a good one to talk about at the moment because, of course, it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek as a TV show, movie series, the full works, and you've got an amazing little doco called Love of Spock.
Yeah, For the Love of Spock.
For the Love of Spock.
yeah, it's made by Adam Nimoy, so Leonard, a.k.a. Spock, Nimoy's son. And they had a pretty fractured kind of relationship growing up because Leonard was, you know, a big movie, big TV star, you know, like a real kind of cultural phenomenon. And the documentary, you know, was made sort of, you know, started being made during the last years of Leonard's life. And it was going to be more about Leonard Nimoy, but I think, you know, ultimately you can't separate, you know, Spock and Nimoy, really, in the cultural kind of, you know, consciousness. And, yeah, it's a really beautiful doco with, you know, everyone that's ever been involved, I suppose, with the show featured, talking about Leonard Nimoy and, you know, this kind of amazing access. And it's also got a bit of, you know, like postmodern kind of aspect to it in the sense that I think that it was originally suggested by a character in the Big Bang Theory, hey, there should be a doco, you know, and then and they even feature, you know, actors from that show within the doco. Yeah, it's a really beautiful one, and we're really proud, you know, to play that alongside the Wrath of Khan director's cut as well on the big screen, which will follow For the Love of Spock. So, you know, to celebrate 50 years since the first episode aired, yeah.
That Khan one's going to be amazing. There's going to be a lot of screaming in the audience, I can imagine.
He's a great villain, isn't he?
Now, anyway, you've got the premiere is called Equals, and it's actually got a bit of an Aussie kind of component to it with Jackie Weaver and Guy Pearce co-starring in it.
Yeah, they've got supporting parts. So this filmmaker, Drake Doremus, I think his third film, and he's an American filmmaker, and he's worked with Guy Pearce a number of times before, and I wouldn't be surprised if Guy kind of, I don't know the backstory, got Jackie involved as well. But it actually, the main stars, and again, a bit of an Australian connection, Nicholas Holt, who had a really shiny kind of role in Mad Max Fury Road, he's one of the leads, as well as lover or hater, Kristen Stewart, you know. she's the lead, and it's basically like a love story set in the future where emotions are seen as like a disease in culture. You know, they've been, you know, genetically kind of rubbed out of people in the future, but these two start feeling something, and you know, eventually, you know, they fall in love, and it's a really interesting looking and thematically sort of addressing some really interesting issues as well film. And I think, you know, we're really proud to open it. Again, it's an Australian premiere. It's a film that got released in the US, but in Australia, it got bypassed via cinemas and other festivals. So we're really excited to you know, throw it up on the big screen.
And I think it goes back to what you were saying at the start, that, you know, science fiction is a great place to address issues in a kind of a speculative fashion more than in a straight documentarian fashion. And speaking of which, and this blows my mind, The Purge Election Year. It's the third Purge film. people haven't seen them, they're actually quite great. They're about the idea that in a slightly futuristic dystopia in America, there is one day of the year, one night, where anything goes. No crimes are not permitted. And it is a way of suggesting that that's how America stays stable, was having the one night to break down and purge. You've got the third installment, The Purge Election Year. Very topical, very timely, but it's the only big screen showing of it in Australia.
Yeah. None of the Purge films, despite, you know, performing incredibly well, you know, in America at the box office, you know, they all open number one. You know, they don't stick around. So they're obviously, you know, there is a devoted audience that goes to see it. You know, I think anecdotally they say that it's, you know, in America it's the Hispanic and the Asian population into it without, you know, it's kind of, I think that's a typecasting. But, you know, I suppose there is such a big numbers in America of minorities, you know, like, whereas in Australia, I suppose it's smaller numbers. And I don't know, the distributors don't find any kind of, you know, hardcore kind of genre films don't really perform as well here. And so, yeah, for whatever reason, none of the Purge films have come out here. And Purge Election Year, the third one, as you said earlier, it's particularly topical because it'll come just before the American elections. And I think people will see a lot of parallels as that whole ridiculous campaign winds down to a close.
I think it's going to be one not to miss. Look, we could talk about it the whole time. You've got so much amazing stuff on. Where can people find out a few more details and pick up some tickets?
Yeah, so scififilmfestival.com, no dashes or anything, just scififilmfestival.com. You'll be able to find the whole program, and, you know, you can also go to the Ritz Cinema for tickets as well. We've got like a festival pass where you can get into everything without lining up, and you get lots of cool goodies as well, so, and a cheaper price for tickets. So, yeah, I encourage people to come and check it out.
Well, I encourage them too. Thanks for chatting to us on Breakfast this morning, Dov.
Thanks, Nick.